Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Truck driver uses his final moments to help rescue kids following school bus crash. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Following a school bus crash, a heroic bus driver named Jonathan Grayer used the last moments of his life to save as many kids as he could. When a school bus stopped to unload students in rural southeast Georgia, a box truck rear-ended the bus. At least 10 students and the bus driver were on the school bus during the crash. And the collision seriously injured the 25-year-old truck driver, Jonathan Grayer. The impact sent the back of the box truck into the air, leaving metal scattered across the highway, Chaplain Shane Copeland recalled. However, that didn't stop Jonathan from doing all he could to help the others. Jonathan immediately jumped out of his box truck and raced onto the mangled bus. Though gravely hurt himself, the heroic truck driver performed some incredible feats before succumbing to his injuries. For example, Jonathan freed children who were pinned under some of the seats by using all of his might to lift the bus seats off of the kids. He calmed one frightened child by assuring him everything would be okay and promising to take him out for ice cream later. Eventually, injuries from the school bus crash got the best of Jonathan. The same bus surveillance camera that captured the truck driver's heroic feats also showed him collapse. He must have been running on adrenaline, and his body gave out, Chaplain Shane Copeland said. He was pretty much done by that point. But by then, his mission was complete. He succeeded in getting the kids off the bus and to safety. After it happened, he collapsed and he was just done, Jonathan's father, Isaiah Grayer, said. Like God saying, "You did what I wanted you to do." We have no doubt the brave truck driver was given divine strength from above, and his parents say their son's kind heart and desire to help the kids is what spurred him on after the school bus crash. Tragically, Jonathan Grayer died later at the hospital, but there's comfort in knowing his final act was to help others. 6 other children and the bus driver were injured, but thankfully, the damage was non-life-threatening. God had his hand on Bacon County, said EMS Compliance Officer Tyler Beach. Prayers for all of those recovering from the school bus crash and for the grieving family of Jonathan Grayer.
Hey, listeners. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Shannon Doherty plans when she will say goodbye to family as she battles deadly disease. Written by Bailey Sizemore. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A heartbreaking Shannon Doherty update reveals that the star's cancer has returned. Now, she's planning when she will say goodbye to her family and loved ones. Shannon is a beloved Hollywood television actress from shows such as Charmed and 90210. She is known for playing some tough characters and is proving her own strength off camera. Shannon, now 49, was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015. But Shannon then came forward with an update in 2017 to say she triumphed over cancer and was in remission. Recently, Shannon announced again that the cancer is now metastatic and has gone to her spine. She has set her plans for the next 10 to 15 years, which she believes to be her life expectancy. She also shared that she is thinking about what to include in letters and messages she'll want to record for loved ones when the time comes. While she talked to Elle magazine, she shared that there are things that she wanted to say to her mother, as well as her husband, Kurt Ezrarenko, so he knows how much he means to her. Shannon said, "Whenever it comes time for me to do it, it feels so final. It feels like you're signing off, and I'm not signing off." She then goes on to say, "I feel like I'm a very, very healthy human being. It's hard to wrap up your affairs when you feel like you're going to live another 10 or 15 years." Shannon has been in remission for a while, but then when she started to have recurring back pain, she went to the doctor. And unfortunately, they had a terrible update for Shannon. Her cancer has now become metastatic. This means that it has traveled in her body and is now in her spine. It was actually Shannon's beloved dog, Bowie, who initially detected that Shannon was ill. Her German Shepherd kept sniffing the area where her tumor was later found. "Then when I had my first chemo, she would sniff my entire body up and down. And she was always protective before, but she has become this crazy protective dog. It's hard to get close to me when she's around," Shannon shared. "Because it is metastatic, the cancer will probably spread to her brain, lungs, and liver. The fortunate news is that metastatic cancer is not instant. You can live up to 10 years with treatment. Who knows what medical advances may be possible in 10 years? Since the update, Shannon Doherty takes some peace knowing she has a bit of time to come to terms with her situation, as well as be able to spend time with her family. It is very thoughtful of her to write letters to people in her life to tell them just how much they really mean to her. Shannon will certainly remain in our prayers, as will all who are forced to face cancer. It's important to remember God is bigger than any diagnosis. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.